This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids ATV-UTV ordinance was a topic on the agenda again during last night's Public Works Committee meeting. Alderperson Madeline Palmquist opened the discussion.
I made this referral after being contacted by a handful of residents from our surrounding communities.
The Wisconsin Rapids ATV-UTV ordinance that was passed earlier this year is different from the one voted down by residents last November. It only allows recreational vehicle traffic on County Road Z, Griffith Avenue, for about 600 feet. Palmquist also said the council made an effort to address concerns they heard from residents who voted against it last fall before they passed the current ordinance.
Such as age, insurance, having a valid driver's license.
This stretch of road is shared with Wood County, which allows ATV-UTV traffic, and it does give the recreational vehicles access to Quick Trip and Walmart on that end of town. However, there are some property owners in Grand Rapids and Port Edwards, for example, who end up landlocked, either because the road they live on is owned by the City of Wisconsin Rapids, or it's half and half and people don't want to violate the rules of the city. Palmquist said she's hearing from people who are frustrated they can't access their open roads.
This referral would just add additional roadways to our existing ordinance and not change any of the rules.
Wisconsin Rapids is an island surrounded by counties that do allow ATV-UTV traffic, including Wood County itself, which allows ATV drivers as young as 12 when accompanied by an adult. Palmquist said the existing ordinance came to be because at the end of the day, they want to be good neighbors. The Public Works Committee requested a list of roadways that are shared by municipalities before any further action is taken. An Outagamie County family has filed a lawsuit against Roblox, claiming a 5-year-old girl was a target of sexploitation while using the gaming platform. The family and child are remaining anonymous. Lisa Hale reports.
The Dolman Law Group filed the complaint this week, alleging the company headquartered in California is accountable for creating a, quote, breeding ground for predators. WBAY reports that attorneys claim male predators pretending to be children began grooming the girl and eventually convinced the child to send graphic images and videos of herself. The lawsuit filed on behalf of the Outagamie County family asks for unspecified monetary damages from Roblox for suffering life-altering injuries, including severe mental anguish and pain. Dolman Law Group has filed multiple lawsuits against Roblox on behalf of families across the United States, and multiple attorneys general in several states have either filed lawsuits or opened investigations against Roblox over child safety concerns.
A recent report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found that the state's alcohol-induced death rate is declining, but still remains above pre-pandemic levels. According to the report, nearly 1,100 Wisconsin residents died due to alcohol-induced causes in 2024. The state's alcohol-induced mortality rate was 18.2 per 100,000 residents, significantly higher than the national average of 13.9. In 2019, the state's alcohol-induced mortality rate was 14.9 per 100,000 residents. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection are now accepting applications for the Food Security and Wisconsin Products Grant Program. The program seeks to provide funding for nonprofit food assistance organizations to purchase food from Wisconsin producers and processors. $10 million of funding was allocated to continue the program in the new biennial state budget. Applications to receive a portion of the $5 million in funding available this year will be accepted until November 5th. The big data center project in Caledonia is off the table, at least for now in that location. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Microsoft says it's dropping plans for a massive data center after strong pushback from residents and village leaders. People had raised concerns about losing farmland and the project's impact on water and energy use. It was planned for an area near the Oak Creek Power Plant. Microsoft says it may still look for another spot in Caledonia or Racine County, but those talks are on hold.
A bipartisan group of state lawmakers have introduced legislation seeking to expand hunting opportunities for disabled military veterans in Wisconsin. The proposed bill would allow those disabled military veterans to hunt deer of either sex during any Wisconsin firearm deer hunting season. Active service military members currently receive the same benefit. The new legislation would extend the benefit to veterans with a disability rating of 50% or greater, as well as those receiving compensation benefits due to being unemployable as a result of their disability. Tomorrow is the Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater Variety Show for their golden anniversary. It's on Saturday at 2 p.m. This family-friendly show will feature songs, skits, and improv, and is sure to leave you smiling. I'm Melissa Kay, and you're listening to WFHR and WIRI News. You can find more news anytime and sign up for our newsletter on our website at WFHR.com.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddy Peralta surrendered a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. The first inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much of the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is, you know, obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game. Nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.